Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Here we are again as we enter into our Bible study time. Let's worship Him who's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We worship you in this day and hour. We yield to you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Worship you, worship you, worship you, worship you. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are faithful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We're indeed your sons, born again. Our spirits are just as you are. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Thank you for this powerful new birth. Thank you for sending the mighty Holy Spirit to live in us, to unveil Jesus to us. We thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Worship you, Lord. Worship you. Precious Holy Spirit, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, thank you, Father, thank you, Father, thank you, Father. Thank you, great King, thank you, Holy One. We worship you, Lord, we worship you, Lord, we worship you, Lord. Thank you, Father. By faith we call every need met, every yoke destroyed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let's open up our Bibles today to a prayer in the third chapter of Ephesians. And start to read from verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works or worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. In Jesus' name, amen. That's a very powerful prayer, and we thank God for the answer to that. God will help us receive it. And we need to be able to, especially in these latter days, begin to enjoy the benefit of this truth that we are actually a family, and that that family started in heaven, and that family will be there forever. And that whatever else you see that is contrary to that is not the truth, that this is the truth, that our Father is the Father of the family that began in heaven. Notice that it began there and it continues on the earth. And even after everything is said and done, you'll notice that the family will still be there. Hallelujah. So we need to begin to pray this prayer and get revelation about it, and especially nowadays. Hallelujah. Let's hear this also in Kannada from the 14th through the 21st verse.
ಈ ಕಾರಣದಿಂದ ನಾನು ನಮ್ಮ ಕರ್ತನಾದ ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ತಂದೆಯ ಮುಂದೆ ನನ್ನ ಮೊಣಕಾಲೂರಿ. ಯಾವ ತಂದೆಯ ಹೆಸರನ್ನು ಪರಲೋಕ ಭೂಲೋಕಗಳಲ್ಲಿರುವ ಕುಟುಂಬವೆಲ್ಲ ತೆಗೆದುಕೊಳ್ಳುವತ್ತದೋ ಆ ತಂದೆಯು ನಿಮಗೆ ತನ್ನ ಮಹಿಮೆಯ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯಕ್ಕನುಸಾರವಾಗಿ ಆತನ ಆತ್ಮನ ಮೂಲಕ ಆಂತರ್ಯದಲ್ಲಿ ವಿಶೇಷ ಬಲವನ್ನು ಅನುಗ್ರಹಿಸುವ ಹಾಗೆಯೂ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಹೃದಯಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ನಂಬಿಕೆಯ ಮೂಲಕ ವಾಸಿಸುವಂತೆಯೂ ನೀವು ಪ್ರೀತಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಬೇರೂರಿ ನೆಲೆಗೊಂಡು ನಿಂತು ಪರಿಶುದ್ಧರೆಲ್ಲರೊಂದಿಗೆ ಅದರ ಅಗಲ ಉದ್ದ ಆಳ ಮತ್ತು ಎತ್ತರವನ್ನು ಗ್ರಹಿಸುವಂತೆಯೂ ಜ್ಞಾನಕ್ಕೆ ವ್ಯಾರುವ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ಪ್ರೀತಿಯನ್ನು ತಿಳಿದುಕೊಂಡು ದೇವರ ಸಂಪೂರ್ಣತೆಯ ಮಟ್ಟಿಗೂ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣರಾಗುವ ಹಾಗೆಯೂ ನಿಮಗೆ ದಯ ಪಾಲಿಸಲಿ ಎಂದು ಆತನನ್ನು ಬೇಡಿಕೊಳ್ಳುತ್ತೇನೆ. ನಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ಕಾರ್ಯ ಸಾಧಿಸುವ ತನ್ನ ಶಕ್ತಿಯ ಪ್ರಕಾರ ನಾವು ಬೇಡುವುದಕ್ಕಿಂತಲೂ ಯೋಚಿಸುವುದಕ್ಕಿಂತಲೂ ಅತ್ಯಧಿಕವಾದದ್ದನ್ನು ಮಾಡಲು ಶಕ್ತನಾದಾತನಿಗೆ ಸಭೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತ ಯೇಸುವಿನ ಮೂಲಕ ತಲತಲಾಂತರಕ್ಕೂ ಯುಗಯುಗಾಂತರಕ್ಕೂ ಮಹಿಮೆಯುಂಟಾಗಲಿ. ಆಮೆನ್.
In that kind of atmosphere in which we live today, such a prayer is very important, and we need to see that atmosphere and the way things are, and that is expressed in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, talking about this: know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. And apparently, according to those who are Greek scholars, the word perilous is supposed to mean fierce, very fierce and dangerous and animal type of times. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And it's interesting that this could be referring to believers also, because the sixth verse says, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." And so on. And then it talks about Jannes and Jambres, who withstood Moses. So it could apply to believers also, who they have another kind of message, or they're able to fool people, and that those who are constantly learning but never coming to a revelation and a settled matter on the truth can be cheated by them, so on. So we are supposed to turn away from such. So there is an interesting combination of love for people but turning away from people also. That combination is probably hard to handle, because we either just paint it all with one brush, but here there's a fineness to divide certain things. And that is hard. That's probably going to take more wisdom than you can imagine, because you have to be able to separate and by choice be close to certain people and not so close to others, especially in this time. For there will be a center of love which is away from God and more into the temporary and the things that are more of the world. Praise God. That's quite a challenge, especially now. And so this will come against our thinking and assault us in our minds. And we may have to be able to make sure that we are not really partaking of these kind of characters, and they were able to turn away from such. That can be a bit harsh sometimes, because we have this idea that love is just, in quote, all inclusive. And we can love them, but we can love them from a distance. Amen. Hallelujah. We can love them, pray for them, and desire that each one can be found more mature when Jesus appears. But on the other hand, we may have to not be that close because of these reasons. And that's tough. Hallelujah. Maybe we can hear that also in Canada. 2 Timothy chapter 3, from verse 1 to 5.
ಆದರೆ ಕಡೆಯ ದಿವಸಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಅಪಾಯಕರವಾದ ಕಾಲಗಳು ಬರುವವೆಂಬುದನ್ನು ಸಹ ತಿಳಿದುಕೋ. ಮನುಷ್ಯರು ತಮ್ಮನ್ನು ತಾವೇ ಪ್ರೀತಿಸಿಕೊಳ್ಳುವವರು, ಲೋಭಿಗಳು, ಬಡಾಯಿ ಕೊಚ್ಚುವವರು, ಅಹಂಕಾರಿಗಳು, ದೇವದೂಷಕರು, ತಂದೆ ತಾಯಿಗಳಿಗೆ ಅವಿಧೇಯರು, ಉಪಕಾರ ನೆನೆಸದವರು, ಅಶುದ್ಧರು, ಸ್ವಾಭಾವಿಕವಾದ ಮಮತೆ ಇಲ್ಲದವರು, ಒಪ್ಪಂದವನ್ನು ಮುರಿಯುವವರು, ಸುಳ್ಳಾಗಿ ದೂರುವವರು, ದಮೆ ಇಲ್ಲದವರು, ಉಗ್ರತೆಯುಳ್ಳವರು, ಒಳ್ಳೆಯವರನ್ನು ಹೀನೈಸುವವರು, ದ್ರೋಹಿಗಳು, ದುಡುಕಿನವರು, ಉಬ್ಬಿಕೊಂಡವರು, ದೇವರಿಗಿಂತ ಹೆಚ್ಚಾಗಿ ಭೋಗಗಳನ್ನೇ ಪ್ರೀತಿಸುವವರು, ಭಕ್ತಿಯ ವೇಷವಿದ್ದು ಅದರ ಬಲವನ್ನು ಅಲ್ಲಗಳೆಯುವವರು ಆಗಿರುವರು, ಇಂಥವರಿಂದ ಪ್ರತ್ಯೇಕವಾಗಿರು.
And as you read the context there, you will observe more clearly that it could be referring to believers who have access to instruct and also to tell people this is the truth and so on and so forth. So we need to be a little careful, particularly now, because it can be quite deceptive. These are times where you can be deceived because the natural realms are quite shaky right now. Things in the outside, on the outside are quite fluid. Things just keep changing, and we may face emotional challenges, and we may wonder about all of that. Praise God. So we need to be able to draw the line somewhere and be able to say, this is as far as I go, and this is where I get off the bus, so to speak. And the bandwagon, I have decided that this is as far as I can go. Amen. And so we desire that God help us, particularly because we are the ones that are found in this time. And so we really need help. We need His grace, His mercy, His revelation. And this is a time more than ever before where this has to be seen. I'll also read something in 1 Corinthians 14, the chapter on the vocal gift of tongues and so on. Notice there in the 20th verse, it says, "Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men." In other words, there has to be a certain maturity to separate between the malicious and evil thought, and then the mature thinking. So in understanding, we need to be able to be more mature. However, we could be like children concerning malicious thinking. How is it possible to be able to separate the two and be childlike and be able to forgive and be able to love, at the same time understanding the truth and being able to separate things clearly? That is going to require wisdom. That's going to require prayer. That's going to require God's help. Amen. So you may have to pray these prayers more, especially nowadays, so that we can separate things more clearly and we can handle whatever is out there. In this chapter on tongues also, notice how it opens in verse 1. "Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy." In other words, desire spiritual endowments and gifts, but pursue after love. King James calls this charity. And our pursuit should be after love. And here the word for follow after or pursue is a word which carries the meaning of a hunter pursuing an animal that he is going to prey upon, that he's going to catch and trap. So he's following it with all his hunting instincts, tracking instincts, and pursuing it as though that is his prize, and that is going to furnish his table for him. Amen. And so there has to be pursuit and following after love. Amen. And it goes so much against our naturally fallen nature and unregenerate nature, which is found in the flesh. So there's going to be constant opposition to this kind of thinking. Because, you know, if you are familiar with yourself by now, we are into self-preservation. We would like to keep our department always open to preservation and thinking upon ourselves more than we ought to. That plagues all of us. So we need wisdom to be able to follow and see what am I really pursuing, what is my target, and begin to weigh out these things, especially in the last days when there's going to be a fierce and animalistic kind of nature which is basically concerned about survival and getting ahead of others. And so we need to be careful that we are not also blown away by all of that. And that's going to require understanding, revelation, seeing things more clearly, so that we are like children when it comes to malice, but we are mature when it comes to dividing the truth and handling all of this. May God help us. Amen. Praise God. Notice chapter 14, verse 1 also in Kannada.
ಪ್ರೀತಿಯನ್ನು ಅನುಸರಿಸಿರಿ ಆದರೂ ಆತ್ಮಿಕ ವರಗಳನ್ನು ಅದರಲ್ಲೂ ಪ್ರವಾದಿಸುವುದನ್ನೇ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷಿಸಿರಿ.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So the pursuit of these things is very important. We need to be able to understand that. Let's also look at another scripture as we proceed with similar thinking from the book of Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians and the 3rd chapter. So love seems to have some boundaries also, some demarcations, and that's what makes it not just fluffy, but more realistic and more like God's character. That he loves the enemy, but he's not at one with the enemy. Praise God. We love those who hate us and we pray for them, but we are not that close to them either. Hallelujah. Amen. So notice in 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, it says there, verse 11, "For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies." Verse 12, "Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But you, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count them not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother." So you have this kind of thinking here also. Notice that it's not just a one-off verse here and there, but rather it's being seen again in the framework of the church and the letters to the church, that these things are possible, that there can be different types of people. And thank God for the apps and scholarly studies that are available to us just at the press of a button. We can see so much more than we would have seen before. Amen. And so apparently in the 3rd chapter of 2 Thessalonians, the 11th verse, it says, "For here we For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. The word disorderly is, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it well, atactos. Atactos, which is gotten out of a root word which has a military application. Apparently it comes from a word tasso, T-A-S-O, which means a military order and kind of submission to the authority in a military way. And so the addition of the A-K to that makes it the negative. That means actually insubordinate people, people who are not under the authority of the plan of God. Amen? So disorderly means people who are unsubmitted, people who have not yielded, so on and so forth. So that is probably more of the thinking there, that there's a certain group of people who may not be submitted, and that's not a good word in Christian circles, submission. You know, it sounds bad because it reminds us of the Lord and the lordship and probably dictatorship. All of those thoughts come in. And so we kind of cringe when it comes to those kind of thoughts. However, we're supposed to turn away from such. We're supposed to not have much close fellowship with these kind of people. And we are supposed to treat them that way till they are ashamed or embarrassed. That means they have to feel it. Isn't that interesting? That they are blushing with embarrassment. Well, praise God. Does this really fall in the love of God? Yeah, love has these kind of boundaries. Amen? And so, God help us all. Most of us are either all the way this way or all the way that way. We don't seem to be able to get this balance where you divide things clearly. Amen? And so, God will help us that we can see clearly and act on these things. Praise God. Let's see if we can hear this also in Kannada. From verse 11 through to, let's see 11 first of all, and then 14.
ಆದರೆ ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ಕೆಲವರು ಯಾವ ಕೆಲಸವನ್ನೂ ಮಾಡದೆ ಇತರರ ಕೆಲಸದಲ್ಲಿ ಮಾತ್ರ ತಲೆಹಾಕಿ ಅಕ್ರಮವಾಗಿ ನಡೆಯುತ್ತಾರೆಂದು ಕೇಳಿದ್ದೇವೆ. ಈ ಪತ್ರಿಕೆಯ ಮೂಲಕವಾಗಿ ಹೇಳಿರುವ ನಮ್ಮ ಮಾತಿಗೆ ಯಾವನಾದರೂ ವಿಧೇಯನಾಗದಿದ್ದರೆ ಅವನನ್ನು ಗುರುತು ಇಟ್ಟುಕೊಂಡು ಅವನಿಗೆ ನಾಚಿಕೆಯಾಗುವಂತೆ ಅವನ ಸಹವಾಸದಲ್ಲಿ ಸೇರಬೇಡಿರಿ.
Praise God. The 15 verses, yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Meaning that this will be found among us in the family of God. Amen. This will happen, you know, and that we are supposed to remember that they are not our enemies. What they are doing is wrong. What they are doing is disorderly and unsubmitted and insubordinate. But the person itself is supposed to be a brother. And so even though we are turning away from them and not being that close to them, we are observing them from our heart as our brothers. They are brothers that may be in your natural family that you don't agree with, that you don't really like the way they behave and things about them, but you can't escape the fact that they are your family. Hallelujah. There's nothing you can do about that. So it's a kind of mirror image of that, that there are people who you may not really enjoy how they behave and so forth, but you just have to know that they are the family. Hallelujah. And so we pray for them and we desire that these kind of things which are positive become a reality in each of our lives. Hallelujah. So there is this thinking. Let's hear verse 15 and 16 also in Kannada.
ಆದರೂ ಅವನನ್ನು ವೈರಿ ಎಂದು ಎಣಿಸದೆ ಸಹೋದರನೆಂದು ಎಣಿಸಿಕೊಂಡು ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಹೇಳಿರಿ. ಶಾಂತಿದಾಯಕನಾದ ಕರ್ತನು ತಾನೇ ಸದಾಕಾಲದಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಸಕಲ ವಿಧದಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ನಿಮಗೆ ಶಾಂತಿಯನ್ನು ದಯಪಾಲಿಸಲಿ. ಕರ್ತನು ನಿಮ್ಮೆಲ್ಲರೊಂದಿಗೆ ಇರಲಿ.
Now you can see why 16 means a lot. After all of that, do we need some peace? Hallelujah. Do we need to be free from agitation and all of those inconsistencies and lose our peace? So God says in this word, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always and by all means. The Lord be with you all. Hallelujah. So there's a lot of work in there, you can see that in the beginning and the end of it all, there's grace, there's peace, and in between all of these things that you have to deal with, may we also have peace at the end of it. Hallelujah. That we won't lose our peace because of all this. We will have a rest, we will have undisturbedness, no conflicts there, that we will have peace always and by all means. Hallelujah. Thank God for these kind of prayers. Hallelujah. Let's see also another such scripture in the book of Romans. Romans, and notice the 16th chapter. 16 says, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. So there are brethren who have to be marked, who cause divisions, offenses that are contrary to the straight teachings of Jesus, and they're supposed to be avoided. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. You have to serve somebody. Even as a believer, while you are a believer, you may serve the Lord while you are living it out, or you may serve your own appetites. At each point, we have a choice to serve the Lord or our, in quote, belly. And so our own appetites are there. We have, the crying voices of our own appetites. I need this and I want that and I got to have this. All of that is there, and we may serve them or we may serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we have to be careful that we are not being bullied by our appetites and forced to do things just because of our appetites. Hallelujah. And apparently such people can be, they can have fair speeches, good words. Amen. Notice there that by good words, interesting, very smooth, and then fair speech, they can be very pleasant and likable in the speech, and they deceive the hearts of the simple. As long as we are on the earth, there'll always be the simple. And the simple, in Old English there, actually means the stupid. So we can be believers and have stupid heads. Amen. Precious born-again spirits, but our heads are not that sharp. And that's, an ongoing process. The entrance of the word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. It takes time for the word to have entrance into us and change our simplicity. And all of us are guilty of these things at some point or the other. We've embarrassed ourselves and the Lord by some decisions we have made. Hallelujah. And it has been purely silly and daft and even stupid. And we could just humble ourselves and say, yes, I have made some dumb moves. Amen. I've erred and played the fool, and the Lord has had mercy on me. Amen. So as we develop and mature, we are able to see these kind of words, and they can maybe even appeal to us, and we may decide to study them. Maybe we ignored them before, and we never looked at them. We were looking at, how my God shall supply all our needs. And of course, that's all important. But, you know, these are also there struggling for position in our lives. These verses are also desiring place in our list, in our wish list, that we should be able to grow and mature, that we can separate those who are speaking out of their own lust, out of their own belly, or are they speaking under the Lord's inspiration? Praise God. And we should be able to separate that. Hallelujah. And that's it's not as easy as it seems. And so God help us. Hallelujah. And that such people must be avoided. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that? Meanwhile, we have this feeling that love is just kind of a big brush that just includes everybody. Yes, we'll pray for them. We will desire to see God's will in their lives, but we may not be that close to them. We're even called to avoid them. So if people are causing divisions, offenses, causing people to stumble and trip up in their lives, that's not the good doctrine. That's not the good word. Hallelujah. And we should avoid them. Notice that this doctrine which we have learned. Amen. So we're supposed to be learning these things. We're supposed to be learning good doctrine. And then as you develop that, you are able to tell the difference between believer A and believer B, and be able to separate the things that are the Lord's will and, you know, the personal desires of the individual, which may not be from God. Hallelujah. And tell the difference, and then avoid them if necessary. At the same time, realizing that they are our brethren and we need to pray for them, and that they may be good at handling words also and teaching and be able to fool the hearts of the simple. Amen. That's kind of tough. But the point I'm making here is that even if you look at your own life, how it started out, you came to the Lord out of some need, some dire need. And so you pursued because of that need and continued to press in to receive the need met. And after the need was met, you probably noticed you were coasting along. You were not pursuing. You were just coasting along. Amen. And then the next situation came up with which you had to now go again in pursuit. And then you coasted along. And then the next situation came, and then you pursued. So there are various reasons why we pursued after certain thoughts and certain, say, topics in Christ. And the reasons were most likely out of a need that each one had. Amen. And that may have been a need from our belly, in quote, from our own desire. Hallelujah, rather than a need of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this ability to separate my needs from the Lord's needs is going to be a prime driver for what we desire after. I have my desires, and the Lord has His desires. His desires are in His word and in His kind of prayers. And then for me to go into that kind of thinking, I need to pray those prayers also, so that my desires and His desires begin to agree with each other, align with each other. And so we can begin to walk together, probably at the expense of my desires. I may have to offer certain thing at the altar for me to pursue Him. Amen. For in order to pursue love, I may have to lay down certain other desires I have. Amen. Amen. Which may not be in agreement with the love of God. Because the love of God is actually a sacrifice. Amen. The love of God was demonstrated in Christ giving His life for the ungodly. God commended His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Hallelujah. That is the love of God which has been demonstrated. And that is not very is not a good investment, naturally speaking, when you're investing in people who are ungodly, who don't deserve it. You are throwing your investment in the wind. It is a sinkhole, so to speak. It's just being dumped. Amen. Because this person is not, in quote, worthy of anything. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the very theme of the love of God is like that. Notice Romans 5 verse 8. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. In other words, we were his enemies. And that's when he invested his love in us. Not when we became, in quote, good. Amen. It's nice to see that perspective also. While we were yet sinners, ungodly, that's when Christ died for us. Amen. That is the demonstration of the love of God. So you are drawn towards investing love in people who don't deserve it, so to speak. Praise God. But then you are supposed to also draw a line when you see the fruit in their life does not line up with certain scriptural principles. Amen. That if they are not orderly, if they are not being under submission and discipline, that you may have to back off from them. If they're causing divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine, we're supposed to avoid them, but not as enemies, because they are family, they are the brethren in the Lord, but we give them boundaries and we separate ourselves so that they can see that and feel it and be embarrassed, it says. Wow, how do you handle all of this? That's not a very easy task, amen? So it's going to call for God's own ability, God's own thinking, God's own strength, and be at peace in the midst of it all. Amen. Praise God. So God will help us. So we are pursuing different things now. You can see that this is more of our pursuit. Amen. So we pursued this, that, and the other at some point, but now we are forced to pursue these things, especially in the last days when we know the climate of the earth is basically gone towards animal, survival instincts, self-preservation, self. And in the midst of all that, we cannot be, in quote, tempted and just join that gang. Hallelujah. We have to be able to still maintain certain boundaries and still love people. Praise God. And that's a tall order. Hallelujah. Let's see if we can read Romans 16 from verse 16 to verse 18 also in Kannada.
ಪವಿತ್ರವಾದ ಮುದ್ದಿನಿಂದ ಒಬ್ಬರನ್ನೊಬ್ಬರು ವಂದಿಸಿರಿ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ಸಭೆಗಳು ನಿಮ್ಮನ್ನು ವಂದಿಸುತ್ತವೆ ಸಹೋದರರೇ ನೀವು ಹೊಂದಿದ ಉಪದೇಶಕ್ಕೆ ವಿರುದ್ಧವಾಗಿ ಭೇದಗಳನ್ನು ವಿಘ್ನಗಳನ್ನು ನಿಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ಉಂಟು ಮಾಡುವವರನ್ನು ಗುರುತಿಟ್ಟು ಅವರನ್ನು ಬಿಟ್ಟು ತೊಲಗಿ ಹೋಗಿರಿ ಎಂದು ನಾನು ನಿಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಬೇಡಿಕೊಳ್ಳುತ್ತೇನೆ ಅಂಥವರು ನಮ್ಮ ಕರ್ತನಾದ ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ಸೇವೆಯನ್ನು ಮಾಡದೆ ತಮ್ಮ ಹೊಟ್ಟೆಯ ಸೇವೆಯನ್ನೇ ಮಾಡುವವರಾಗಿ ನಯದ ನುಡಿಗಳಿಂದಲೂ ಹೊಗಳಿಕೆಯ ಮಾತುಗಳಿಂದಲೂ ನಿಷ್ಕಪಟಿಗಳ ಹೃದಯಗಳನ್ನು ಮೋಸಗೊಳಿಸುತ್ತಾರೆ
Hallelujah. So we have all of this seemingly foolish investments. You know, we should be pursuing the latest in the stock market. If you can do that, that's great, you know. But at the same time, thinking like this is more important. Hallelujah. Our belly may be crying for stocks. Our belly may be crying for so many things. Amen. Changing times and so on. But our desire is to serve the Lord. Amen. And we want to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Not just our bellies. Hallelujah. So bellies are soft. Bellies are they're not very happy with belts, but they have to be belted in. Amen. Belted up. Hallelujah. There has to be some kind of constraint on them so that they don't show off too much. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God will help us. So these prayers are designed like that by the Spirit of God, Him knowing fully well the times, the seasons, the time in which we live, and the tendencies we're going to be exposed to, and during all of that, what our main pursuit should be. Hallelujah. God will help us. All right. With all of that in mind, we continue. Let's see if we can read from the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 3. Welcome to Sober Avenue. Hallelujah. And the title of this message may be, It's Time for Love. Hallelujah, which was some old Barry White song, but I found out that it fits right now. Amen. Glory to God. I think it's Barry White, one of those old guys. And it had nothing to do with the love of God. Amen. It was just some kind of emotional love that they were singing about. But now's the time for love. Hallelujah. Praise God. So over there in 1 John 3, thank you, Jesus. Notice here it says, verse 11, for this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Amen. Parasvaram snehikkanam oru kudumbam aayale. Have you heard that? We've heard that, that we should love each other if we're a family. Amen. We've heard it from mothers, grandmothers, and all that family, well wishers. Praise God. But this is the message, that if you are a family, you ought to love one another. From the beginning, it's been like that. Amen. Then he goes on picking up some ancient message from chapter 3 and 4 of Genesis. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. So you're telling me that John here is putting his stamp on Genesis story? That there were two boys born from Adam. One was Cain, the other was Abel. And one killed the other from the same family, from the same womb. Hallelujah. That one brother could kill the other. Why? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. You know, when you do the right thing, it may not welcome clappy hands and adoration from everybody. Some people are not going to like it one bit. Amen. And they may be even born from the same womb. And you have to be ready for that. It's just the way it is. That's family. Hallelujah. So anyone can decide to do the right thing. It's a choice. It's just a matter of, desire. Praise God. In Genesis, if you read the story in the fourth chapter, let's go there. God actually gave him chance. It says there in verse 6, and the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? Why are you so bugged? Why are you looking sad? Amen. Verse 7, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Notice that. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. So this is all ongoing. Before the murderous act is committed, God is still discussing with him. You can still make adjustments. Why don't you just do the right thing? And if you don't do the right thing, of course, sin is waiting. But you can rule over it. Praise God. So God is like that. He's still giving us opportunities to make adjustments. And he would like us to choose his choice and accept what he's saying and not have to deal with so much trouble later. Amen. So he's discussing with him, why are you sad? Why is your countenance fallen? If you do the right thing, you will also be accepted, right? Notice that God loves both of them. Hallelujah. And he's saying, if you desire the right thing, you will do the right thing. Otherwise, even if I give you the chance, you're not going to do the right thing. Hallelujah. Because your desire, your pursuit is different. Amen. His desire was very different from his brother's desire. And even though he was given chance by God, oh, you can make the adjustment. He still did not go with it, as we can see, tragically. Verse 8, and Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Praise God. So God said, you can make the adjustment. He said, really? Actually, I don't want to make such adjustments. I have certain plans and I'm going with that. And I'm ready to pursue that even if it costs my brother's life. Amen. That's tough. That's tough. And he went ahead and killed his brother. This is the first murder in human history. And it is between two brothers. So, you know, we are going to have to deal with some realities. We're going to have to face some things and see it clearly. That if this happened in the first family, can happen again. Amen. But in the new covenant is much more superior because you don't have to physically commit the crime, but just have it in your heart. And as far as God is concerned, he sees the heart and it's done. Praise God. And so we have a greater work to do. I mean, things that happen in our heart are so random sometimes. This, that, the other, this thought, that plan. Imagine having to inspect all of that. That's a lot of work. And then make the pursuit in the way God wants us to pursue things and target things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Very interesting. Let's see verse 6 and 7 also in Kannada from Genesis chapter 4.
ಆಗ ಕರ್ತನು ಕಾಯಿನನಿಗೆ ಯಾಕೆ ಕೋಪಗೊಂಡಿದ್ದಿ ಯಾಕೆ ನಿನ್ನ ಮುಖವು ಕಡೆಗುಂದಿತು ನೀನು ಒಳ್ಳೆಯದನ್ನು ಮಾಡಿದರೆ ಅಂಗೀಕರಿಸಲ್ಪಡುವುದಿಲ್ಲವೇ ನೀನು ಒಳ್ಳೆಯದನ್ನು ಮಾಡದೆ ಹೋದರೆ ಪಾಪವು ಬಾಗಲಲ್ಲಿ ಹೊಂಚಿಕೊಂಡಿರುವುದು ನಿನ್ನ ಮೇಲೆ ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ಆಶೆ ಇರುವುದು ನೀನು ಅದನ್ನು ಆಳಬೇಕು ಎಂದು ಹೇಳಿದನು.
Let's go back to 1 John 3 now. So sometimes we're like, I wish I could do it again. Amen. And I believe God gives us a chance to do it again.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Let's have this one more time. You know, come on. Let's do this. You can make the right choices. Amen. You do the right thing, it'll be all right. Hallelujah. But then you can see that the core of the matter is, what is your desire? What is your target? Amen. Is it from your belly or appetites, or is it God's desire that you want? Amen. And so love is a sacrifice where you sacrifice your desires for his desires. Amen. And the minute such things are mentioned, of course, there's a recoil that takes place. And we immediately try to defend ourselves from the pain of the sacrifice. And options arise and we choose accordingly. And lo and behold, it may be right or it may be wrong. Amen. Back in 1 John 3. Verse 11 we read. Verse 12. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. Notice that Cain, here he says, was of the wicked one. They were born from the same womb, but one has decided that his allegiance is to the wicked one. Hallelujah. He had the choice. God said, you can do this right. But he chose his own feelings, his own emotions above it, and he became aligned with the wicked one and slew his brother. Wherefore slew ye him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. Notice how it is coming now in a different spin. He says, if the world hates you. Amen. So in other words, what he's saying here is that you may have these kind of feelings among the brethren. And then, so you should not be shocked if the world doesn't like you. Amen. If your brethren may have thoughts against you, how about the world? Don't be shocked. Amen. So sometimes we want so much of approval. We are approval, in quote, addicts, as someone said. Amen. We want all the approval. And we get shocked that the world didn't approve. And the world did not like you. Amen. He said they hated you. He said don't be shocked about that. Hallelujah. Get used to it. Porter, it's all right. Amen. All is well. All is well. Don't get too shocked. Hallelujah. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Well, glory. We know that we have actually gotten saved. Praise God. And because of that, we can love the brethren. Amen. But there is a death here that could take place, a death in fellowship. Praise God. Our communion could be short because of the choices we make. Praise God. We may not be at that level of communion. And we may do things that may even make ourselves embarrassed. Be like, wow, I can't believe I did that. Why? Because our communion with Him was way off. We were not communicating with the right thinking, with the right person. Hallelujah. And so we were in another area, completely ruled by death, so to speak, instead of life, life more abundantly. We were under the shadow of another kind of thinking, deathly, and it would not produce life. Hallelujah. So we have this option again and again presented to us. Either we can go with God's thinking, which is life, life more abundantly, which seems to put certain things to death, but actually gives life. Amen. And the other, which seems to have so much promise in it, which is actually leading to death. Praise God. Deathly things that don't actually carry the power of life and blessing. Hallelujah. So we are to think about it seriously. And love the brethren in spite of it all. Give them space. Don't be that close to indicate your disapproval, to prove that you don't approve of these things. But at the same time, loving them from the heart and not desiring their destruction and not desiring that they fail and flop. Hallelujah. But they be blessing the will of God. Hallelujah. That requires, delicate handling of inner stuff. Amen. Verse 15. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. Notice that these are inner thoughts now. This is just thinking hatred towards the brother. In God's eyes, is murder. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. You know, this is like trying to show us the positive and the negative of these things. Amen. That you have the life of God in you. But imagine if you were a murderer. Could you say that you have the life of God in you? You didn't commit it, but in your heart you have thought about it. And therefore, in God's eyes, it's as though you have already done it. And so you are walking in a place that could be open to death rather than life. Amen. Hallelujah. And because of this, we say, okay, I'm not going that way. I'm going to choose right. I'm not going to deal with this just outside. I'm going to deal with it from inside, at the very root of the matter, when the thought appears. Hallelujah. Because it's about the thoughts. Amen. Our battle is now inside. And the Lord will give us victory. But we lean on this more because we see it and we understand it. We understand, okay, I see, this is how it works. Verse 16, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought also to lay down our lives for the brethren. Praise God. Isn't that interesting? We ought also to lay down our lives for the brethren. That's an obligation. We ought. Hallelujah. We ought also to lay down our lives for the brethren. Why? Because we're like Jesus. He laid down his life for us. And then it becomes more practical. Verse 17. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up the bowel of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? See, so here it comes to, you can see some things. You can perceive some things, that the brother has this need or that need. And you can decide to not pity that person. Amen. You can decide to harden your heart and not be yielded to that, in quote, temptation to be merciful and help them out. Yeah. Amen. Or you can open up your compassionate thoughts and just be merciful and help them with that physical need, which you can see. Amen. Amen. So it does come back to seeing the physical realm and trying to meet that need. Hallelujah. And that is the love of God. And we are called to do that even more, because the days in which we live are fierce. Very, very animal, selfish, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And we can be driven that way also. We may feel perfect in that fellowship in this day and hour. We may be the weird guy if we don't join all of that. Hallelujah. We may be the alien in this matter if we don't go with the flow. So it's going to be a sacrifice that you are not also doing the same thing as everybody else. Hallelujah. It's all going to make a demand on the things of the heart. Deep things. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And there's a lot of mechanism explained there. And this is where it kind of comes to the head. Verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Did you notice there something about doing some things and then receiving the answer? Praise God. Sometimes we have this thinking that if we just keep the word in our heart, meditate on it long enough, we can get our answer. That's true, but there's this doing also here. Praise God. Amen. That if we do these things, he will hear us. Did you notice that? Whatever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his command and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So the ultimate plan is that we become doers. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we can have boldness to receive also. Amen. Thank God for that. That condemnation will not rule. And you are bold to receive. Because even if your heart condemns us, God is greater than your heart and knows all things. Amen. That you have done the right thing. That you have walked in love, and your unworthy feelings can be arrested. And you can say, I can receive from God, because as far as I know, I've been doing these things. Amen. So this is about maturity, isn't it? Yes. Hallelujah. That you have developed. You have come to a place where you see the reason for it all. It's not just simply self-gratification. But it is your gratification, because you and God have started thinking the same way. So what pleases him pleases you. Amen. His will and your will have gotten meshed together. Glory to God. And what he's pursuing, you are also pursuing. Amen. Hallelujah. And so it is a development. It's a growth situation. Thank God for that. Well, hallelujah. We've spoken a lot. Let's see if we can hear in Canada also. We read verse 12 and 13, I believe. No, let's hear these things. 1 John 3, verse 11 to 13.
ನಾವು ಒಬ್ಬರನ್ನೊಬ್ಬರು ಪ್ರೀತಿಸಬೇಕೆಂಬುದೇ ನೀವು ಮೊದಲಿನಿಂದಲೂ ಕೇಳಿದ ವಾರ್ತೆಯಾಗಿದೆ. ಕೆಡುಕನಾಗಿದ್ದು ತನ್ನ ತಮ್ಮನನ್ನು ಕೊಂದು ಹಾಕಿದ ಕಾಯಿನಂತೆ ಅಲ್ಲ. ಯಾವ ಕಾರಣದಿಂದ ಅವನನ್ನು ಕೊಂದು ಹಾಕಿದನು? ತನ್ನ ಕೃತ್ಯಗಳು ಕೆಟ್ಟವುಗಳು, ತನ್ನ ತಮ್ಮನ ಕೃತ್ಯಗಳು ನೀತಿಯುಳ್ಳವುಗಳು ಆಗಿದ್ದರಿಂದಲೇ. ನನ್ನ ಸಹೋದರರೇ, ಲೋಕವು ನಿಮ್ಮನ್ನು ದ್ವೇಷಿಸಿದರೆ ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯಪಡಬೇಡಿರಿ.
So even though these things may not attract much viewership, amen, you are not worried about that. That's not your problem. Your problem is you want to do the right thing because you believe you're developing, you're growing. Hallelujah. So our targets are changing. Our pursuit is different. Hallelujah. It's not about our belly here. Amen. It's about God's will. Hallelujah. And so, we may not be appreciated by A, brethren, B, the world. Hallelujah. But it has to be done. Because you got to know it. And you got to thinking that way. You got to agreeing with God along these lines. So, you have to do it. Because you happen to think in that manner. And you did not probably think like that before, but you have grown somewhat. And your thinking has changed. And your targets have therefore changed. Your desires have also changed. Hallelujah. Let's see verse 14 all the way now through to verse 16 in Kannada.
ನಾವಂತೂ ಸಹೋದರರನ್ನು ಪ್ರೀತಿಸುವವರಾಗಿರುವುದರಿಂದ ಮರಣದಿಂದ ಪಾರಾಗಿ ಜೀವದಲ್ಲಿ ಸೇರಿದ್ದೇವೆಂಬುದು ನಮಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತಾಗಿದೆ. ತನ್ನ ಸಹೋದರನನ್ನು ಪ್ರೀತಿಸದೆ ಇರುವವನು ಮರಣದಲ್ಲೇ ಇದ್ದಾನೆ. ಯಾರಾದರೂ ತನ್ನ ಸಹೋದರನನ್ನು ದ್ವೇಷಿಸುವವನು ಕೊಲೆಗಾರನಾಗಿದ್ದಾನೆ. ಯಾವ ಕೊಲೆಗಾರನಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ನಿತ್ಯ ಜೀವವು ಇರುವುದಿಲ್ಲವೆಂಬುದು ನಿಮಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತಾಗಿದೆ. ಆತನು ನಮಗೋಸ್ಕರ ತನ್ನ ಪ್ರಾಣವನ್ನು ಕೊಟ್ಟದ್ದರಲ್ಲಿಯೇ ದೇವರ ಪ್ರೀತಿ ಇಂಥದ್ದೆಂದು ನಮಗೆ ತಿಳಿದು ಬಂದಿದೆ. ನಾವು ಸಹ ಸಹೋದರರಿಗೋಸ್ಕರ ನಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರಾಣಗಳನ್ನು ಕೊಡುವ ಹಂಗಿನಲ್ಲಿದ್ದೇವೆ.
Hallelujah. So these kind of thoughts are, you know, for some people. Not for everybody. Amen. You can see that. This is not the food of everybody. This is the food of a certain few. I think they're more of a minority than a majority. After a couple of years in the body of Christ, you will notice this is not the main theme. Hallelujah. There are many other themes which may be more popular. Hallelujah. But as you grow and develop, you begin to see the heartbeat of God, that He wants us to develop and have this ability to divide between the true love of God and the fellowship with the saint, the fellowship with the world, all of that. At the same time, loving them. Praise God. That closeness has to be defined based on God's standards. Hallelujah. Until the embarrassment has been afflicted or inflicted and the change is seen, then the restoration in the closeness. Hallelujah. So the brother may be the brother, but as long as he is still going off and not wanting to make the adjustment prescribed, we may not have that closeness, although we love them. Amen. Hallelujah, and pray for them and desire God's best for them. But until that, in quote, embarrassed change takes place, we are not supposed to have that closeness. That's hard. Because people are going to say, where's the love? Well, it's time for love. Amen. And this is love. Yeah. Hallelujah. And this is all in the climate of the heart, the seed bed of the heart, where the ground is. Amen. Where thoughts are happening. That is where we're supposed to deal with these things. Not just externally, but from inside. Hallelujah. Amen. So God said that if you are thinking like this in your heart, you have already done it. And then you follow through with the giving and the sharing with the brethren when you see their need. Instead of shutting the bowels of compassion, you open it up. Amen. Now, you may get nothing better than a smack on the head or a boot in the rear for all of that. Amen. But God has seen it. Hallelujah. You may not get much for all of that. You may be thinking, now let's get some returns on this. But you may not get the returns here always. Eternity will handle so many things. Amen. Which we may not have seen the returns down here. Praise God. Because that's the way it is. Hallelujah. The things we have down here are merely a deposit on the whole. It's a foretaste. It's not the fullness. Amen. This is a foretaste. Even the Holy Spirit's experience with us is just a foretaste. Eternity lies ahead of us, where we will see and enjoy more. Hallelujah. And so some things cannot be accounted for in that manner right here. You may say, where is that? I did this, I did that. Where is that? Do you think God owes any man anything? It's going to be done. You're definitely going to reap a reward. Hallelujah. As the scripture says, that some of these things they saw afar off. Abraham didn't see some of these things in the natural, but he saw it afar off. Amen. And he embraced that and confessed those things and accepted some things. And today, we can look at it from hindsight. We can look behind and say, Jesus said, Abraham saw my day. Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. Hallelujah. We are now looking back and saying, wow, Abraham saw me. Abraham saw my face because he saw me in Christ. Hallelujah. He saw this day that because of that seed, that there will be many. Hallelujah. That there will be like the stars and the sand. The natural Jew, the sand, and the spiritual Jew, the stars. Praise God. That many children were brought. Amen. From a man who had his own challenges. He was not perfect, but his pursuit changed. As time changed, he became more and more involved and more like the one he was following. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so we are also in that growth pattern. Our pursuit is changing. Our desires are changing. Some things we will only see in eternity. Some things we will see here. Some things we may not see here. Amen. But they're all going to be seen, either here or there. Glory to God. And this is the only chance we have while we are still breathing to see some results, whether here or there. Amen. Glory to God. Notice verse 17. Whosoever hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? This is again one of those questions. The love of God is in us. True. It was shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost given to us. Amen. And it is there, flooded in our hearts. But then it is seen just like faith has works, love also has works. Otherwise, it is there, but it is in quote dead, being alone. Praise God. Faith without works is dead, being alone. Love without works is also the same. It is inside, but it does not produce any life-giving power. Hallelujah. Amen. There is no communion of that love. There's no fellowship. There is no pleasant benefit out of it because it has not been acted upon. So that's the question he's asking. Where is the love of God? If we're not able to minister to the needs of the brethren that we can see. Ha ha ha. All these are drawing on us. Putting pressure on us in a different direction. Which probably did not occur to us before. in our pursuit of life. Amen. But now it's coming to the forefront more and more because of the last days. The fierceness of the last days. And you can feel the pressure to join the gang that is in the pursuit of other belly-related things. Hallelujah. Or we could go with God. And it is a sacrifice. Hallelujah. Amen. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Verse 18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Hereby we know that we're of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. This is actually where the confidence comes from. That you have done the truth. You have acted on these things. And therefore, if the heart condemns us after that, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. And we receive, notice, whatever we ask for. Because we have done these things that are pleasing in His sight. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we have all of this going on in the heart. Let's also look at a thing or two. In the book of James, notice the third chapter. Observe verse 16. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. This is interesting. However, put your finger there and look at verse 14. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. Notice where these things are. Bitter envying and strife in your hearts. That's in the ground there where seeds are supposed to grow. Amen. In the heart, these things could be there. Bitter envying, strife. He said, that's not the truth. You are standing against the truth. It is a form of wisdom. Verse 15. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. It is a form of wisdom. You know, to not open up your heart and just give out of purity, but rather shut it down and give because you have plans. Amen. It is a wisdom. It is a wisdom. Amen. It is, but it is earthly wisdom. You are just out there doing all of these things. Are you crazy? In the end, what's going to happen to you? Hallelujah. So you have to factor in all of that and make a choice. Praise God. There is a devilish wisdom. That's what it's called. It's not from above. It's the earthly, sensual. It comes from the senses, calculations, plottings, the flesh, the belly, all of that. It has its own wisdom. And some people are very practiced, that are very good at it. Amen. But God sees the heart. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So those things that are inside opens up a person's life to confusion and every evil work. This is one of the most dangerous verses in the New Testament. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That this is where you can have every evil demonic thing. Yes. Praise God. Inside. That's where it comes from. It comes from envy, comparison, then words of strife. The rest is going to be confusion, every evil work. Hallelujah. And so we want to make sure that we're not trapped by these things. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Amen. So this wisdom that we are talking about is, in quote, what the world will applaud. Yeah, that was the right move. Praise God. that you used your head properly, you calculated things well, and you may feel that temporary elation and happiness, but your heart will know whether you did it out of the right plan or not. Amen. That's where the actual score is. God sees the heart. So we have to deal with all of this. Thank God that we have these prayers. Otherwise, how are we going to sift through all of these things? All these various motives, various plans that are going on. Our belly is saying this. The world is saying that. There's hatred also. We're not treated so great. One from the world, one from the family, etc. It's all tough. Are you going to now do the right thing from inside? Or are you going to harbor envious, strifeful thoughts? Amen. So we have pretty much a lot of work to do. Amen. Amen. And it is often internal. It's inside. All right. Let's see if we can read verse 16 of James chapter 3, first of all, and then 14 and 15.
ಹೊಟ್ಟೆ ಕಿಚ್ಚು ಜಗಳವೂ ಇರುವ ಕಡೆ ಗಲಿಬಿಲಿಯೂ ಸಕಲ ವಿಧವಾದ ಕೆಟ್ಟ ಕೃತ್ಯವೂ ಇರುವವು. ಆದರೆ ಕಹಿಯಾದ ಹಗೆತನ ಮತ್ತು ಜಗಳ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಹೃದಯಗಳೊಳಗೆ ಇರುವಲ್ಲಿ ನೀವು ಸತ್ಯಕ್ಕೆ ವಿರೋಧವಾಗಿ ಸುಳ್ಳಾಡಿ ಹೊಗಳಿಕೊಳ್ಳಬೇಡಿರಿ. ಅದು ಮೇಲನಿಂದ ಬಂದ ಜ್ಞಾನವಲ್ಲ, ಅದು ಭೂಸಂಬಂಧವಾದದ್ದು, ಪ್ರಾಕೃತ ಭಾವವಾದದ್ದು, ದೆವ್ವಗಳಿಗೆ ಸಂಬಂಧಪಟ್ಟದ್ದು.
Now we're going to take a little time to pray, because every time you see scriptures on prayer, there's always something about the love of God. And so without praying, you will find out that certain things are not going to happen. And we are approaching election day, and we want to pray at least for a few minutes. But we want to settle things in the heart before we pray, because everywhere you see prayer mentioned, there's also this love ability. Amen. We'll have to release some things, bless some people, not hold certain strifeful, envious thinking, comparisons, etc., but begin to look at God's love and make some decisions and then pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So even in this kind of a situation, we'll notice in James 5, observe verse 16, confess your faults one to another, pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Praise God. So there also you see there's this confession of faults, clearing the ground properly, and then praying. Wherever there was prayer, there's also a heart thing that had to be settled. Sometimes you may have to physically go and meet people and confess to them something. But then you can also pray one for another, bless those who curse you, pray for those who hate you and despitefully use you. Amen. And then our prayer becomes powerful. Let's hear verse 16 of James chapter 5, and then we will pray.
ನೀವು ಸ್ವಸ್ಥವಾಗಬೇಕಾದರೆ ನಿಮ್ಮ ತಪ್ಪುಗಳನ್ನು ಒಬ್ಬರಿಗೊಬ್ಬರು ಅರಿಕೆ ಮಾಡಿ ಒಬ್ಬರಿಗೋಸ್ಕರ ಒಬ್ಬರು ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥಿಸಿರಿ. ನೀತಿವಂತನ ಅತ್ಯಾಸಕ್ತಿಯುಳ್ಳ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥನೆಯು ಬಹುಫಲಕಾರಿಯಾಗುತ್ತದೆ.
Amen. So you see here, Elijah was a man of like passions. In other words, we all have these feelings. Our bellies, our passions are all, you know, common. All of us are going through all of these challenges, including Elisha. Amen. Or Elijah. And so we have to just lay that aside and deal with it and just begin to walk in love and pray. Amen. Thank you, Father. Let's just worship Him. Father, we bless those who curse us. We pray for those who hate us, who compare with us, who are not receiving the things of the Spirit, and it has caused some strife. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for them that they will be restored. They will think properly. They will walk in the light of the Spirit and not just fulfill the lusts of the flesh and the belly. In Jesus' name, so that we, oh Lord, can pray. And we can receive in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks. We give you praise. O Ramente Rabinjida Vrafalayante, as we come into this time of elections and the government of the nation. Father, in Jesus' name, you deliver us from the wicked, faithless, and unreasonable. In Jesus' name, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. You can turn it wherever you want, for godliness, for honesty, for peace and quietness to prevail in Jesus' name. In this nation, every town, every village, every city, every pin code area, from border to border, from coast to coast, in the name of Jesus. Oh, remendo rosete remeshte frava vede licre baste lemo zora cala mante rieste. Thank you for using our prayers, Lord. Shetembre le mefre, ono brete li breche sisiste, le tu nombre e nivato, onom calcavre, fietolo, e mangiste plajapra cavava, le rocuro premenchti, e le grante balgara siete le mente, lu prevenchta bambra di catala giante, reprecala tafaresti, stumblenite breno zuro, o repavre michenore, e lembre assancite menchto french. Manda lendo Roma zende riba baya rembra de kele fravana diente. Oh, every town, every village, every city in this nation of ours, Lord, at obrosto riente, godliness, honesty, peace and quietness, because your body is still here, in Jesus' name, that we are delivered from the wicked, the faithless and unreasonable, that your word can go quickly, your word can have free course, you can do a quick work in this day and hour, Lord. Shenebraka salapra veleste. Peace in Jesus' name, delivered from the wicked, delivered from the faithless, delivered from those that are ungodly, delivered from those who have no plan in your eyes. Oh, soprapa leto cross de fede gente, rapazala namaraka zele dresti, oh, bracalva la gesta brababa calate, refete recostoro nombre che sica la nanta. Oh, in Jesus' name, brosonto romakarayante, that the plans of the wicked will not prosper. In Jesus' name, sapraka zanta laboroko rede bele jekri, trata vasta brasa listo, onombre che vine che lamara calma, trecolote leva lana makazea, zonchte brente vente calbo toro capa raselete, fremezente lere cala mana kesti, zono brente venekele barakala masatari, lofento remenchte brekesti lianta, lefalata kabalia, in the various states, in the various election booths and so on. Godliness, honesty, peace and quietness in Jesus' name. Trata masta cravadea, lo fremekedele jempri, trata masto rapayala crafa, trapake le coro cosica la baja la vente, ena casto nobre e felite, bracadande gelo zonto romo zia kele masti. In Jesus' name, Sora Matakama Dara Mikarasto, for nobre ketele bereke de gele moroko zekesti, sempre kilvetura kama dala jantalama, nekada roko de kale bekele bozoro kotoko, rapataka laka raka zekateke lekosoto, shubre di felifa raba kasa lanta rama kasta, o rapasta lavrafa, na prakasta kaleko locosto, ena mahala vandara makara hikala goro kozente, sheprekesti granto lovregendo lubarana gele, trepadaka. Casate de celeste se prodore bracamanda lambaraca zeca delo gioro troppo zentere maharacata trafana tabala carapa calatulo zotto prego zonte prezente rebazaca la paracasante roposele crapa dono gemverana gala maravene gala deri reconore gange de brechemele tekele tepeleste sata la baraca zono kele boco trepa da calera castele fonto per evento para calma tacarasti sucolo Rote brekelize, mas de vaso roto zopre de che de che la baraka zete che le baka gene che le boko troco ne balma ravamma la dranta gamasa che le corogosu colome gebraka macasta palavra calma ragalda. Oh, remanto corotto, breco vento, bel medore, gele vite le baraga zacalena, te calbo toro vento, reba cala bara macadana, rupo roco zete rema gala la paraca zana, dama ragalene, gero gusso, ote masto, mange de brente, levonto, rocostolo, bosce riente. Thank you, Father. Tru monokura balama ragasta baluno. Monokura monokuru managara mazegene borogustu. From makashika te kolokura de gulegene ventile maragalama riente. Krapakata kala mikaraka zikarudo kurmo. Romba gona blango ruda glete gleme zuto kripa like ripekea. Gete meke reke ziko romo zikarama gala mara makadaya.
Ashatama Karba, Rupodore Gene Brusi, Brudo Venjobre de Ventoro Mokara Bala Baraka La Makala Bara Mateka, Shaparaka Zeka de Colobo Rokuzente Lemo Soto, Makreteke Lebo Rova Nekaraba Zigalando, Modovri Migele Majama Kalama Rakalpa Lakasti, Kalta Nombre Deste Vengele Prakalpa Lako Roto Kora Baka Dala Dera Mente, Framadana Jemberaba Kalamara Doro Mosa Dora Gente, Preto Gosta Vrenge Debre Keste Veno Trupo Ludo, Porakana Brava Sima Kalo Tukorene, Brodovanto, Mento Krupu Zitu, Ruku Zite, Krepe Zete, Krapazata, Laparada Kalma, Trekadako Dusi Keti, Kleme Dora Vapalana Garmi, Troba Dora Vente Lemo Costa Cose Kete Belmi, Triba Dagalino Krusto Vede Gembre Dindi, Nubrento Matamba Praveto Culpere Pepele Jecrasta Valanda, Repo Doste Credelito Goma Dara Mahadari, Trutuko Sentere Macadelito Corobo Regede Vedeke Leboro Kesenti, Shemakri Tekendo Fremeken Macalpa La Dracata La Paracasta, Sapodoko Dene Gelevana Gara Teca, Traba Daca Zento Robo Zente Riba La Caraca Zete, Shemokre Petekele Meke Levanto Robose Kelebre, Flama Dange Cristi Ketu Kuti Kele Mitigele, Trama Daca Rote Kedi Kere Bocurante, Girapa Zanabra Kamanta Babarva La Crampa La Gendera Mendoro Dusti, Rubo Durke Mento Corbe, Lepre Gamba Galma Doro Gruno Kende, Vrubo Delo Giobre Diste Braca Daga Zeca Taca Laca Renke, Mento Copa Raca Laca Zente, Anambre Catonde Gebrente Vendombre Gelmente Crebete Filgala Geclesti, Trote Leste Keba Racatala Macaradu, Rubo Zende Reba Zanda Rama Zanto Roco Sete, Porocuste Framaca La Rama Calaca Ramindoro Zunto, Shonda Brente Lebra Camba Dara Dusto Robo Levarente, Nebarca Tamantor Colopre Kevente Le Macarianto, Orca Miste Brange Lebro Gofalate Crabbe Deni Genti, Trutto Dosti Preca Denci Braca Zanta Lama Doro Colo, Mote Grampa Lima Rava, Gene Drindo Luma Rama Daste Brave Dente Le Poroco Zesti, Sepralate Camato Coruco Selepre, Venetama Zanatruco De Carima Zala Drusto Venegile, Trumote Pragapala Darca La Vete Calente Baraga, Zosto Brende Vento Roba Zente Lema Zanta Lama Zanto Rojo, Monte Grepe Denci De Brecente Vante Le Morocco Del Muro, O Remaca De Lande, Garama Zuntore Macaramite Felegembri, Rentoma Zotur Bedevre Meste Crapa Zanto Robo Zucco Teco Rupo Zetto Crupo, Drapa Dange De Bregeste Vanto Lupre Calma, Rupo Rente Lema Raba Zutto Corbo Coro Tepa Ragazia, Sura Tora Mange De Brecembelinta Marca Mando, Rupo Recame Velitoma Barahalva Nimarante, E non hoppa che l'esema harvadare, non debre che mito corbala vremeche dell'assoro custo, sambre d'asti velo giù pretele meche rabodore camaransti, sciumbre kende vel metari maho rocu zente re mazana caramanda, rabodore che le baracasse lette corate che le massiti, anacre veleto calmage calmeno corbolo crepeche le carbala rambala gandala mintolo gusto, intamando corbodore desti, zembra calma dore gemma cabaragelemo rugo delle macarede colo baraghesti, zembraca salita masala vetema, carianto calabora valadema ragamande levaruto, orobe cavento belgero pesembal garapa galetto gorbelli, ropocole paravala baragasta mazekelemente, in the name of Jesus, 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 we trust you today, we worship you now, we thank you, Father, that you hear, that Lord, we trust that the word is coming to pass. In the name of Jesus. Please continue to pray. Believe God as we enter into this season. If you'd like to give, this is a great opportunity. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. God is a good God and your faith is working. Your prayers are receiving answers. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, team.
Got the great I want, I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to go slack. Gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won. I've got the victory, seem a little